Revelation 21 and 22 takes us beyond time into eternity, beyond the impact of sin, beyond the conflict between good and evil, beyond the rapture, beyond the millennium, beyond the judgments, and into the eternal state. There is something beyond all of this, my friend.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Dr. Raphael Thomas will be this evening's messenger of God's Word as we continue in our series of messages from the book of the Revelation. This evening, Dr. Thomas will have us look at the so-called eternal state, that great Sabbath rest of God that will inhabit the entire created universe throughout the endless ages following the great white throne judgment of Revelation 20. So if you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn to Revelation chapter 21 and listen with us as Dr. Thomas brings the first part of his message, Eternal State, Part 1. Here now is Dr. Thomas.
This morning we continue our study in the book of Revelation. This is the 11th in the series of 12. We are coming down to the end. And this morning we will look at the eternal state. But as we consider the eternal state, I would like to set for us how the Bible views time and eternity. Because time is just a little part of eternity. We have eternity past, and we have eternity future. And time is set in between eternity past and eternity future. But how do we reckon time? How do we account for time? I want to remind us today that we reckon time in reference to our Lord Jesus Christ. Time is accounted for in reference to the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the cross of Jesus Christ stands at the center of time. And so everything that happens before the cross is referred to as BC, before Christ. Nowadays, some prefer to say before the common era. And everything that happens after the cross, we refer to it as AD, translated from Latin, in the year of our Lord. Some prefer to say the common era. Let us look at the biblical timeline as to how we understand time. If we look from those who came before the cross, we see that some 2,000 years before Christ came, Abraham was called to start a nation and to fulfill God's plan for the entire humanity. But before Abraham, there was Adam way back, another 2,000 years before Abraham came. And then creation was before that. And then the eternity past. So that blue section is eternity past. So that is time as we look at it from the cross backwards. But let us look at it now from the cross coming to our time. We said the cross stands in the center of time. So if we see the cross of Jesus Christ, which took place some 2,000 years ago, we do not know how much longer this church age will last. But the church was started roughly 2,000 years ago. But after the church, the Bible tells us that there is another period of time which is called the tribulation. The latter part is referred to as the Great Tribulation. We know from Scripture that that will last 7 years. So after that 7 years, what next? You would have seen that the millennium will take place here on earth, and that is going to last for 1,000 years. We are still in time, even in the millennium. Now, that which is going to change the season from the church age to the tribulation is the rapture, the second coming of Christ, or the first part of the second coming of Christ. You will remember, and this is revision, you will remember, as Pastor Brian explained, in his first part of the second coming, he will not come to the earth, but he will meet us in the air, and we will be with the Lord in the air. So it is right there before the tribulation, and some may say midway into the tribulation. But it seems best for me to place it at the beginning so that everything will flow based on what I have seen in the scriptures. So while this church is taken up into heaven, there is the wrath of God poured out on the earth during that 7 years. But what is happening in heaven at that time? There is the bema, or the judgment seat of Christ, where believers are going to be judged. All of us will give an account of ourselves to the Lord. And also there is the marriage supper of the Lamb. So in heaven there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb. On earth there will be the wrath of the Lamb. But after that 7 years, Jesus Christ will come again at a very crucial time in time, where the nations will gather to attack Israel. But Jesus Christ himself will come and defeat the armies of the earth and usher in the millennial kingdom. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and the saints will reign with Christ on the earth. The millennium will end when Satan is loosed for a brief period. Then Satan will be judged, and after his judgment, he will be cast into the lake of fire to join the false prophet and the Antichrist. So the unholy triad will be judged and cast into the lake of fire. And all the dead who did not take part in the first resurrection, the unsaved dead, will appear at the judgment, the great white throne judgment. And their names will not be found written in the book of life. And they will be cast into the lake of fire. And we hear Revelation saying, "It is done. It is now over." And that takes us to chapter 21. John says in chapter 21, "And I saw." And by the way, Pastor Brian, will you count this review in my preaching time? Revelation chapter 21. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea." John is saying again, "I saw something." For about the 20th time, John is recording what he has seen, because the risen Christ appeared to him and said to him, "John, write down these things, because I'm going to show to you those things which are, those things which shall shortly come to pass. I'm going to show you what is going to happen throughout the corridors of time and into eternity. Write them down." And John wrote as God showed him. He said, "I saw a new heaven." John has been seeing things coming down the line, but here in chapter 21, he saw a new heaven and a new earth. And he heard the voice of the one sitting on the throne. The last time we heard the Father speaking, or the one seated on the throne speaking, was Revelation chapter 1. And he says, "Behold, I make all things new." He is the God who created the first creation. And he is the God who will allow this creation to pass away, because God has something new. Have you experienced times when you are so tired with that which is old? Some of you are so weary and tired and worn. But God has promised that there is a newness coming, a new city which has foundation. As we come to Revelation 21 and 22, it not only concludes the revelation of the book that John was given to write while he was on the Isle of Patmos, it is also a conclusion to God's message to humanity, which is recorded in the Bible, written by about 40 authors over 1600 years. God is bringing to a conclusion his full and final revelation. Revelation 21 and 22 takes us beyond time into eternity, beyond the impact of sin, beyond the conflict between good and evil, beyond the rapture, beyond the millennium, beyond the judgments, and into the eternal state. There is something beyond all of this, my friend. One songwriter says, "Beyond the storms I'm going, beyond this veil of tears, beyond the floods of flowing, beyond the changing years, I'm going to the better land, by faith long since possessed. The glory shines before me, for this is not my rest." But some people have made earth their destination. You live your life only for time. But how about eternity? If you were to die today, where will you spend eternity? John says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth." And I would like to quickly bring to our attention seven things which are made new. In Revelation chapter 1, you have seen there, chapter 21, verse 1, a new heaven. So the old heaven and the old earth will pass away. He says, "I saw a new heaven." That's number 1. Still in verse 1, "I saw a new earth." Number 2. Number 3, in verse 2. He says, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." And three times in the book, we see a mention of the new Jerusalem. And every time that it is mentioned, it is said it is coming down from God out of heaven. So it is interesting that we will go up to God in heaven. But there comes a time when heaven will come down to us. We will talk some more about the New Jerusalem. In chapter 21, verse 5, we see that there is going to be a new order, a new world order. Some people are talking about a new world order. Well, there is going to be a new world order, God's way. Verse 5, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. In 21 verse 22, we see that there would be a new temple. It says, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. So a new temple. In verse 23, we see a new light. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. There will be the need for no more light, no more electric bill, because the glory of God illuminates that city. And we also see that there will be a new paradise. 22:1-5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. Next week we'll talk a little more about the no more curse. And in his servants, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. So seven things which are made new. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem, new world order, new temple, new light, new paradise.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer. And he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, and remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.